welcome to the podcast, everyone. It's Andre from Mental Health. This is very exciting. I'm at Manchester Cathedral with an amazing group of women from the Place Network. I'm going to get them to introduce themselves first of all. Monica, do you want to go first?
Hiya, yeah, I'm Monica. I am part of Therapy North Staffordshire, and I run a group called Hope, which is helping our pupils' emotions. We support children in school and parents and carers.
Hi, I'm Angela. I am a parent carer from Durham, and I seek support from the Roller Coaster Group.
Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm from Liverpool. Run the Fresh Plus Group, which is a parent carer support and participation group in partnership with Alder Hey Children's Hospital.
Hi, I'm Louise. I'm a parent peer supporter at Roller Coaster Family Support, and I support parents supporting their young people.
Hi, I'm Lisa, and I'm also from Roller Coaster Family Support. I'm a parent with lived experience, and we're here with the fabulous Wendy today, who is the Charlie Waller lead with the Place Network and has kind of connected us all to be the voice for parent and carers.
Thank you for joining me, everyone. We're in this bizarrely beautiful wood-panelled room with lots of fantastic windows here in the cathedral, and this event is about to start, and you're running a session at this event later on. Who wants to tell me a little bit about that session and how it's kind of come about?
So it's a follow-on, really, from a webinar that was organised at the beginning of May called We Built This City, which was done with Sir Norman Lamb. And it was really about making sure that young people and parents' voices are heard in complex mental health and related conditions. And so we had the amazing good fortune of being able to work with Leanne Walker, who's a phenomenal illustrator, a young person. And she took work that Roller Coaster and some other groups were involved in, sort of doing surveys and webinars and all kinds of things to get parent and young people's voices on this subject. And then they were turned into three cities. And so the webinar was really kind of bringing those cities to life and talking to people about the realities of what it's like being the parent of a young person who's struggling.
Talk me through these three cities. So the first city is a dark, difficult place. Who wants to tell me about that city? What's that called and what does that represent?
I think we called it Heartbreaks. Heartbreak yeah. City, and that was to illustrate times of our experiences as parent carers when our young people, our children, maybe haven't been supported as well as they could have. And that's at times when we feel alone, dark. And actually what's been really helpful about this whole project is you can pick lightness of all of our experiences and you can kind of work through it. We've all probably had experiences in each of those cities. For some of us, it's more kind of acutely relevant now that we're in a dark place, but at various other points, we've been in different areas. So that's kind of what that Heartbreak City is about.
The next one is Supportive City. We loved that. We called it Supportive City because it was starting to think about all the things that were supportive. They kind of bridged us, they held us, and so there was a variety of different things. Self-support, support externally, along with just really gems of professionals that we saw that we thought were really supportive as well.
I guess it really highlights what has worked.
Yes, it did, yeah.
You know, and the whole point of the We Built the City is to move people from that heartbreak city to supportive city and beyond to the third city, yeah. Which because it is possible, and I guess it's that thing about highlighting that there is good practice out there and what that good practice is so that we can get more of it.
Yeah. And almost what it looks like, so yeah. People know to ask for it as yeah. well, and sharing those experiences of things that worked for others that might also work for other people as well.
And sometimes it'd be quite isolating if you don't have a voice in that care plan and you're not included, and yeah. often as parent carers we're not always included and not valued in terms of that whole package of care. So I think Heartbreak City for me really highlights the need to have all voices heard in that kind of moving to supportive city.
Yeah.
where's it going to go now after this event, and who would you really like to reach with it?
We were just discussing yesterday, there's already some plans to have kind of road shows. Oh, so there's definitely already many people that are around our table thinking, oh, can I have them on this date? Can I have them on that date? And I suppose that is what it's about getting it out there. I suppose for me, my own lived experience of a daughter who is currently in hospital is around, we want as many people to hear our story as a carer perspective so that we are included. I think kind of one of my wishes of the webinar was include us, we're valuable. And actually by including us and kind of, we've got a lot of information that would help kind of drive and deliver the care plan that is supporting our children. And we can see when that doesn't happen, that's when we have longer admissions, that's when our children are misunderstood and they don't receive the right support. So I think for me it's people hearing, but also the people hearing that there is lots of good things happening. Like Monica mentioned, there is golden gems out there. Nobody comes into mental health professions to do a bad job. There is the systems that strangulate, unfortunately. Yeah. And we as parents and carers need to remember that as well, that actually some people are just trying to do the best that they can, but also at the same time, sometimes that's not good enough for our children. So it's just getting that balance right.
Can you give us an example of something happening locally, which is when services do involve parents and carers and the difference that makes?
Absolutely. So in Liverpool, there's been a project that was running for the last couple of years, which is called CYPS One, and it was a new online referral system so that young people and parents could self-refer, but then also a whole system of resources built around that. And from the outset of designing that, there were young people's groups and parents' groups from the beginning, and what's actually happened as a result of that is that when as soon as it became live, the sort of response has been amazing because it was designed by the people and with the people that were actually going to use it. And it's now gone on to win national awards. You know, and it's not rocket science, is it? If you build things for people that are going to use them, you have to do it with them. You know, and I think the other thing is the fact that actually, and services are so stretched, it's just trying to remind people with these posters and everything that we do really, that actually one of the greatest resources that's available to children's mental health services is us parents and carers, because nobody is more motivated to get our children in a better place than us.
Why are you excluded, do you think? Do you think that's a kind of confidentiality issue? What's the deal?
I think very sadly there is a pervasive idea in society still that if you are the parent of a child with mental health difficulties, you're probably a bad parent. And there's that underlying kind of stigma that still exists enough that it taints quite a few things. And then I think also sometimes it can be a bit threatening.
I think there's more of a fear. So I think co-production, people are really keen to do it. Some people are really good at it. And I think there is some great examples of best practice. I think the cities are an excellent example of co-production because they came from parents and carers coming together, sharing their ideas, sharing their stories, and look what's being produced. And I think if we can keep reminding services and commissioners and funders and government members that actually working together is more powerful, but it is messy and it does take longer and you have to be in it for the long run, the outcomes at the end are better for everybody involved, but it's not easy. And I think there's fear around that kind of traction and that backwards and forwards, because it's easier to just make a decision and put it in place, thinking it'll work out. And often it doesn't, but that's an easier place to sit.
So you're also motivated and energised by this. You've obviously, you've kind of done this grassroots activism stuff, and it's obviously had a really positive impact on you and your family. So what would you say to other parents who aren't involved in this kind of stuff? How would you encourage them to get involved in this? What are the positives and negatives of this kind of work?
I think for me, the advice that I would give to other parents and carers is go with your gut reaction and ask questions. I'm part of a piece of work that I'm doing with adult mental health currently around the parent carer information that's given to families when they're loved ones are admitted into hospital. So we're going to do it on a kind of a week journey of what to expect. So we hear a lot about these terminologies that parents, carers might not understand. And actually we need to explain that a little bit better. Kind of from my own experience, trying to navigate systems that I as an individual understand is extremely hard. So if you have somebody who doesn't understand that system, that must be like kind of plodding through treacle, yeah. To be honest. Yeah. And I think ask questions, identify a person to ask as well, so that you always go to that person. Because I think sometimes when you ring services, when you ring wards, you might speak to a variety of people who give you different responses. So I think when you are at that point of not knowing, try and find a person.
Is find your support network, find other parent carers, because that helps you feel more hopeful, but it also helps you feel more supported and you're allowed a voice. There's a collective, you might not be on the same journey, but you can support each other to ask the questions together, to work collectively, and I think that gives a little bit more confidence, because ultimately we're all parent carers supporting our children, young people, through their journey too. So we need to make sure we're looking after our well-being and mental health. So doing it with others, I think, helps.
If you don't know where to find a support group, thanks to the Charlie Waller Memorial Trust, there is actually a page. If you look for the place network, there's a map and it will show you where your nearest support group is. Yeah. And even if it's not that close, you know, if you look at the map and you think, oh, actually, that seems a bit far away, please do reach out, because we do cover more than one area, and we might know somebody that's not yet on the map and those kind of things, you know. So don't assume just because the area around you doesn't have a dot, you know, reach out to the nearest one, or even reach out to the actual place network themselves, and you know, either we can put you in touch with the nearest support group, or we can help you set one up if you want to set one up.
Mention, because we mentioned the Heartbreak City, we mentioned the Supportive City, yes. And we didn't mention the Dream City.
Yes.
And to me, I think what we're saying and what motivates us is that we hold on to the dream. Yeah. It's just a little bit cheesy, but it is. I mean, knowing that I want something better for not only my sister, but wanting something better for my family members, for people that follow behind me, that have gone before me, is really quite motivating for me and helps me sort of feel supported. And yeah, I think Place Network for me has been phenomenal, because it has been like this online space where I've met true friends as well as colleagues, that shared experience, that shared pulling has been really good. So for me, that dream of knowing that there's others with me that are wanting something brilliantly, marvellously, much better than what the government probably will pay for, is still something that I think is something that motivates. Yes.
That little bit of light in amongst what can be a really dark period, there's a little bit of light there, and that's important to hold on to. It helps, I think, plod through the
treacle.
The treacle. Yes, yeah.
Brilliant.
Treacle parts.
Have a brilliant day. I'm sure this is going to go down really well with people here. So yeah, enjoy and amazing work. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.